Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
You're listening to the TED Radio Hour. Today, an especially curated treat. Corvin Miller was 7 years old when he founded Bling Thing, an e-commerce site where anyone can design their own jewelry. But nothing could prepare Corvin for the moment he found himself in free fall, miles above the Indian Ocean, writing his second novel. As yet unfinished because he was prematurely murdered by the shadowy creature many in the town of Forkville, Pennsylvania, simply know as Wingface. This is Loretown. No, I'm just having fun. I have a lot of time on my hands up here. Sponsors, this is what you have to look forward to if you're gonna play coy. And now, enjoy the show.
Welcome, and Gramercies. I am Usador, and I welcome you to the first Council of the Lightbringers of Hogsface. Yes, of course. This is Chunt, my cohort, and his friend, Banana Man. He's a banana.
Please, welcome your mayor, Banana Man.
Yes, currently, Banana Man is wearing the sash. We've been trading off week by week. So everyone say hello to Banana Man.
Hello, Banana Man.
Hello, Banana Man.
He can't speak, so he's doing a great job as mayor, though. And, well, I'd like to thank you for coming today. Let's just go around the table and say hello and tell each other who we are in case everyone isn't familiar with each other. Chunt, why don't you go first?
Hello, my name is Chunt. I'm a shapeshifter. I'm usually in the form of a badger. I was recently a gorilla, but I'm currently an oyster. So, pretty straightforward.
Chunt's an oyster.
Oh, hello. Well, I'm the singing sword, and I'm Jack's girlfriend, sword friend.
Oh. And I'm Jack Parker. Vorpal, and I'm the singing sword's boyfriend, wielder. I plunge her in and out of things. I know, we're in public. I shouldn't be so discussive.
Hi, I'm Momo, and I'm here alone.
That's all right. So am I. Now, we are waiting for Arnold, and I expected him to be here. Normally he would be, but I suppose for once I shall have to run the show. I, Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Hall. Oh, here's Arnie.
Oh, sorry, I'm late. Glass anus. Hey, guys, I was just kind of getting some stuff done. I'm so sorry I'm late. Thank you for coming to the Hogsface Council. What are we calling it again, Usador?
The Council of Lightbringers of Hogsface.
Thank you for being a part of the Council of Lightbringers of Hogsface. Just before we get started, I have a real quick thing I wanted to do. Hello from the Magic Tavern. a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About almost 3 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago,
gesticulating wildly
into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift from the Burger King, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, which just happens to be the seat of government in Hogsface right now, run by myself, Usador, Chunt, and Banana Man, who is currently the mayor, in the town of Hogsface, which we're running.
I'm so
What's
sorry.
This? Yeah?
Since he became mayor, he did write down that he wants to be called Manana.
Oh, Manana. Mayor
so
Manana.
Usador's instincts were right. Oh. He wants to be called Manana.
Okay.
Wait, so let me get this right. He was named Banana Man, but he was a Manana. But now he wants to be called Manana, and he is a Banana Man.
As he is mayor for this week, he wants to be called Mayor Manana.
Oh,
once
all right.
Once he relinquishes his sash, he would like to be called Banana Man.
Oh, fair enough.
Mr. Mayor Banana Man?
I think
Mr.
Just,
Mayor Manana.
I think just Mayor Manana.
Okay. Totally makes sense. In the land of Foon. And I'm just going to record this meeting because I feel like this could maybe make just like a quality episode of the podcast as well. And people of Earth, think of yourself as also being on the Council of Lightbringers of Hogsface.
Or Elbow, as we call it.
What? What's that?
We call it Elbow. L-B-O-H, Lightbringers of Hogsface.
Oh. Elbow. Oh, Elbow. Okay, great.
Yeah.
First on the agenda, the zoning issues in the northwest side of town.
Oh, and you're zoning Hoogstanges, right?
Oh, yes, exactly. Some people want to redraw the district and others do not. Let's get a vote of people who would like to extend the western border of the northwestern zone exactly 5 feet left.
Oh.
Raise your left hand.
Oh.
That's no one raised their hand. All those against, raise your right hand.
Ernie, you seem to be hemming and hawing pretty hard.
Could, no, I'm just know. Trying to be proactive and do things for Hogsface.
These are the things we need to do. It's not always sexy.
With me, it's usually sexy.
Very sexy.
Well, and first of all, I just want to say,
scabbard, Jesus.
Jack and Singing Sword, it's so great to see you. It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Yes, it has.
Thank you for helping us make Hogsface better.
Thank you for inviting us.
Well, of course.
It's always nice to be on any kind of a council.
Yeah, how are you two doing? I haven't seen you in a while.
Well, that's because we've been holed up at home.
Holed up at home or, you know, going out to the village, killing a few people, picking up some groceries, and then coming home and canoodling.
Oh, so you've been on a bit of a killing spree?
Oh, sure, any chance I get.
Can I ask you a question? Have you been killing people who deserve to be killed?
Well, with Jack, generally, yes.
Yes, doesn't everyone deserve to be killed?
Oh, I mean, maybe deserve to be killed in that moment. I'm just really trying to think about, like, doing good and, like, what's a good thing to do.
Absolutely.
Oh,
am I just
course.
Being, like, not understanding this culturally? Like,
it's doing well.
Doing.
You want to be doing well.
Oh, I want to be doing. No, I do want to be doing well.
Arnor does good. You're doing well.
Oh, I'm not.
But
is that what you meant?
I think that's what he's saying, though. I think he wants to actually start doing good.
Oh.
We gotta make Hogsface better and more defendable against the Dark Lord.
That's a good point, which brings me to this motion that has not either passed or failed about the zone in the northwest corner where we move the left border 5 feet to the left. The west border 5 feet to the left, excuse me.
I'm sorry.
To the left, to the left.
God, do we have... Guys, do we have some exciting... do we have any exciting things to make Hogsface?
Fine. I'll skip down the agenda here. Here's a good one. There's a motion to rename the Council of the Lightbringers of Hogsface to something less stupid. A lot of people think it sounds like a cult, and I agree with them, even though I came up with the name.
Momo just keeps forgetting what it is.
It's a long name, to be fair, but that's my specialty.
Momo, and it's so good to see you. How are you doing?
Good.
I don't think I've seen you since we sent you off to Fingary with that message for Crom.
Yeah, it took me a long time to get back. And since I've been back, I've been living in Tusador's hat.
What?
Oh, Tusador's hat.
Yeah, I've been living in Tusador's hat. It's real cheap and sticky.
Oh, sticky?
Yeah, like really sticky. Have you ever been to a frat house before?
Yeah, briefly.
Yeah, it's like that kind of sticky.
You've been to a fat rat's house?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what I was agreeing to?
Yeah, yes. A bunch of fat rats live together in a house because they need each other, and they just, like, can't function without one another, and then they just make everything sticky.
Oh.
Yes, fat rat gets shortened to frat.
Oh.
Yes. Maybe that's what we should do with our name. We could shorten it in that way.
Oh, yes, I'm open. The floor is open to new ideas for the names of the council.
Okay, so it's Lightbringers of Hogspace.
Lobberfers?
How about this?
Lightbriners.
Ooh.
Don't look at the oyster when you say that.
Library face.
Ooh, library face.
Oh.
Undivisible.
Department of Homeland Security.
Ooh, I like that.
I like that one.
Department of Homeland Security.
Very sexy, baby.
Thank you.
Yeah,
It sounds, it fills the mouth properly, and it also states exactly what it means. I like it.
I like things that fill the mouth properly.
Unless, Arnie, did you have one? You didn't chime in.
Oh, I like library face. I don't remember who said that.
Department of Homeland Security.
All those in favor, raise your right hands. All those opposed, raise your left hands.
Sorry, I'm an oyster. I don't have a...
As a sword, I also don't have a hand.
Fair enough.
You look like a couch for a mouse right now.
Well, if I keep my mouth open, sure. You can rest in here.
Can I sit for just a second?
Absolutely.
You're sitting right on his pearl.
Oh.
Look at Banana Man. Come and sit by Momo. That's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Banana Man.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mayor Manana. I think we're doing a lot of good here.
Guys, I feel like Hogsface is already fixed.
I have an issue I want to bring up.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Jack.
Let's... Do you know what? I'm going to set this agenda ablaze. Cut it down, John!
Gangs of orphans have been spray painting Usador's secret names all over the town.
What?
Ooh, they shouldn't do that. How do they even know them?
Apparently, they've been listening to this podcast.
Oh. Well, I'm glad that the listenership has started to spread into film.
They just put their ear butt to the window while you record. They don't actually listen to the podcast.
Wait a second. I wonder. That probably doesn't even count towards our listener numbers. Those orphans.
As long as they use those promotional codes, I don't care.
I propose that we find the leader of
yes,
the orphans.
The answer is yes.
Thank you, darling. Challenge him to single combat, and then take our swords and plunge them into him in and out, over and over again. Harder and harder until they bleed and the blood gets all over all of us. And then we just wipe it down our faces.
Jack, that's a terrific idea. But they are orphans, you said?
Yes, but like really nasty orphans and big ones, too.
But shouldn't we try to rehabilitate them in some way? Perhaps you could teach them to be swords people.
Wouldn't that make it harder to challenge them to a duel if they were better at swordplay?
Well, they could become soldiers in the library face and help us defeat the Dark Lord, should he ever...
Thank you. Along those lines of teaching them, maybe not swordplay, but maybe we each adopt one, raise them up, and teach them right from wrong.
Momo's not ready for that.
Well, I can't have children of my own, so I would be interested in that, Jack.
Adopting children of our own?
Yes.
Teaching them the ways of the sword?
I mean, wouldn't it be perfect? We could raise them up and...
I mean, you always said you didn't want kids before we got together.
Well, I thought it was impossible.
Yeah. But you're right, I never even thought of adoption.
Well, this is something we should talk about in private.
Sorry, I didn't mean to distract from Library Face or the Department of Homeland Security's business.
But you know what? Part of making Hogsface better is leading our lives. And I'm excited to hear that Foon's greatest swordsman and his singing sword might adopt a bunch of orphans and turn them into a child army.
There's nothing cuter than being killed by a kid. What's cuter than that?
I mean, well, there's no cuter way to die.
Oh,
anyway.
It's so cute.
Well, yeah. I saw Banana Man kill some zombies last week. That was pretty cute. Mayor Manana. Sorry. I'm sorry.
What about, like, a dog dressed in human clothes killing you?
Is he on 2 feet?
Yeah. But you can kind of see that he's being held up by, like, an elaborate police. Cute.
What about a puppy in a fake mustache?
Oh.
It's very cute. Sometimes I would invite people over to my home, make them sit in front of my table, put a dog behind the table, put my robes and my hat on the dog, then reach through the arms and act like I was feeding myself. They loved watching that.
What about a really old couple that are in bathtubs?
Ooh, what?
What? Oh.
Multiple bathtubs? Oh.
Why would there be more than one bathtub?
Separate so bathtubs.
Are they holding hands?
They've been slaughtered.
They're holding hands.
Oh, I'm liking it.
They're holding hands between the bathtubs.
Are they dead?
Wait.
What happened to them?
And they're killing
They kill us. Well, they don't kill us.
I think the next item on the agenda that I burned up was Arnie gives us more context.
You can't see, but I'm raising my shell.
No. Let's move on to the next issue.
The next issue on the agenda that I would have read had I not burned it into cinders was it's time to take a break.
Okay. Well, I will briefly adjourn this meeting of Library Face. Is that the one we went with? Department of Homeland Security. All right. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hello, Hugsface. Are you kidding me? Nobody wants to see a play about a series of nine bats? We are sold down for the month of Flember. That means we have sold zero tickets. Don't worry about the Dark Lord. Don't worry about enforcement. You're still allowed to see plays. I checked the rules. How come nobody is coming to see a series of bats? Last night was the best show yet, and four people saw it accidentally.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
All right, we're back. Sorry, I'm still finishing up the salad. Didn't have a chance to have lunch today, so
salad today?
Is today tomorrow?
Today is tomorrow, and tomorrow is today. And I'm really just diving in, guys. I'm eating a salad.
It's today.
It's today. Tomorrow's salad is today. Damn. I'm eating a salad.
You mean business.
Yeah. I mean, later I'll probably eat something terrible, but I fit in a salad into the day.
This is a new you.
Yeah. Speaking of new you, Chunt, when the fuck did you turn into an oyster?
Oh, I thought I told everyone.
He was late.
Yeah.
Well, how do you like being an oyster?
It's okay. It's a little hard with no arms or legs or brain or emotions, but...
What? You don't have a brain or emotions?
Or arms or legs.
Well, just a gelatinous little belly inside and a pearl.
Wow.
And I can move my shells together. Beep, 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 beep. Do a little dance.
Do you feel weird not being under the sea?
What does that mean?
Life is better down where it's wetter.
Well,
that's what I always say.
Yeah.
Well, some people feel that. No, I'm not going to trust a sword about being underwater, but yeah.
Hey, that's my wife.
I'm sorry.
Are you racist against swords?
You don't think I've ever been under the water as buried treasure?
I think you just proposed.
He proposed earlier, and I said yes, and then he proposed this plan. And
did you guys get married during the break?
Yes,
if we're going to adopt a bunch of kids.
And this is how you're introducing it? With a fight with an oyster?
Yeah, a prejudiced oyster, apparently.
Momo's a member of the Unilateral Church. She conducted the ceremony.
Oh, you married them?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry. I was just really into the salad. I missed the whole thing.
I thought everyone would cry and cheer, but no.
Momo, do you mind, since I missed it, just saying a little bit of, like, what you said while you married these two together?
Of course, I would love to. Momo, 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 Mo. Momo, 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 Mo. Mo and Mo. Momo, Momo, Mo. Momo, Momo, Mo. And then they say yes. And then I went, Momo, Momo, Momo. And
he says, yes.
You may Momo, Mo. Nom, 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 nom.
Oh, that's got to be cutting his tongue. Yeah, there's just... Jack!
It's beautiful.
Jack, there's just blood pouring out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes. Have you ever kissed a sword before?
No. Well, congratulations to you two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I feel like the last time I talked to both of you, you were kind of not getting along as well. What turned everything around?
Oh, I mean, the last time we were on the show, by the time things were over, we were on the mend. We decided to go out and find a house full of people and kill all of them, and we did, and since then, things have just been a lot better.
The power of song really united us, and we'll never be divided again.
Wow.
Nothing will divide us.
Oh, okay. Great. Absolutely.
I've managed to magically reconstruct the agenda here, and I'm skipping ahead to the part where there are some open positions in the town that must be filled.
That's right. There's all kinds of things we need to accomplish in the town.
That's very true. Is anyone interested in being head of streets and sanitation?
You sort of wasn't that your job? Like, that was like your first job.
Look, is anyone interested in doing it? I'm bored.
No.
No.
Fine. I'll keep doing it.
Clean up all that secret name all over the walls? No thanks.
Yeah, also, I had a question. You said they were spraying paint on the walls? Like, how are these orphans spraying paint?
Oh, you take a duck and you fill it with paint, and then you squirt the paint from the duck onto the wall.
You ever use a paint duck?
I haven't.
Oh, it's so satisfying.
Oh,
and
sounds...
when you shake it, you hear their organs rattle around.
Oh.
So satisfying. But don't get caught with one.
What happens if you get caught with one?
You can get yelled at.
Oh, yeah.
Why? How do you spray paint?
Well, you know what? I couldn't even begin to explain it.
At least begin. We'll cut you off, but at least begin.
Well, it's like a duck full of paint, but there's also a weird metal ball inside.
What's next up? What's the other position?
Sheriff.
Ooh.
Well, Chunt, you're still leader of the guards, right?
Yeah, that'd be a great transition for me. Not quite lateral. You know, there's some gaining of power there.
It's usually good to have a separate civilian law enforcement from military law enforcement. When you merge the two together, all kinds of corruption can happen, and it sows distrust amongst the people.
Yeah, but that's only if you can't trust the people running the town, but while we're under Mayor Manana, everything should be fine.
We used to have a sheriff, but she's been in disguise, and frankly, we haven't been able to find her again. She's that good.
Disguised.
Mayor Manana's writing something down.
Manamanam?
He says, anything goes.
Like in olden days?
Like in olden days.
A glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking.
Really?
But now God knows.
Anything goes.
That's what he says. So I'll be sheriff?
I would be happy to serve you as your deputy.
No, that'd be... Well, Jack, would you be kosher with that?
Oh, yeah. I'm a total modern man. I think it's okay for your spouse to have a job while you also have another job.
He wants me to follow my passion.
Yeah, I want to make sure that she is able to do everything she wants to do while we're raising all of those orphans and into a militia.
Great. Sheriff and deputy are taken care of.
Have we forgotten that Momo has human strength?
No. Oh.
Can I pick you up for just 1 second?
Oh.
Do I have your permission to pick you up? Watch this. See, watch this.
That's very impressive, Chunt.
What?
I think she's auditioning.
Momo, sit in my mouth again.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Back up. I just have to say, can we set some rules for Library Face?
Department of Homeland Security.
If you're going to be the sheriff, Chunt, and you're going to have a hiring process, it shouldn't start with, hey, come and sit in my mouth. Really? Like, that should be a hard and fast rule.
That's a good point. Well, I don't know if Chunt should be the sheriff or Momo now, but we need to move on to the next position. Poet Laureate.
Taking it.
Ooh. Jack Vorpal's our Poet Laureate. All right.
But wait, what about Spurt the Elder? Or is he just the Poet Laureate of all of Foon?
Oh, yes, of all of Foon. He was appointed by good King Belleroth.
Oh, so we have our own Poet Laureate of Hogsface?
We do now.
Well, we aren't even going to compete with different poems and have a vote.
It does seem like we should have a poem competition.
Okay, let's go around and do that.
Should we set what the theme of the poems are? Maybe... It'd be great to have some poem that celebrates what's great about Hogsface.
It would be great to have that.
Fine. I shall look here into my crystal ball, and I shall pull a magic word out of the ether, and we shall create poems about financial planning.
Yeah, or financial planning.
You know what? I'm going to take street and sanitation.
Fine. I shall go back to the crystal ball, and we shall do poetry talking about time.
Time? Oh. Singing Sword, would you mind doing your poem first?
Of course. The time ticks by, minute and hour, and time is strong. Time has power, for time controls each blink and breath, and time will lead us sure to death. And then it just goes on like that. It's very sad. It's a powerful,
wow,
sorrowful.
Wow. That was great. I mean,
I'm going to subtract a couple points for it being a song, but it was...
I could do it as a rap.
Can I do mine?
Oh, of course, John.
Okay, I just need to do some vocal warm-ups. Momo, could you come sit in my mouth?
No, that was pretty good. The rhyme scheme seemed to be pretty good.
Yeah, checks out.
Yeah. Although, I gotta say, John, it looks like there's just a little tiny mouse turd in your...
Oh, fuck.
It's more embarrassing for me than it is for him.
I'm sorry. Is there anyone else who would care to apply for the role of Poet Laureate?
I have a poem.
You're very well. Jack Vorpal has the table.
Time and death come for all. I will kill you, Miller Paul.
Miller.
This is a direct threat to Paul Miller. Paul the Miller is kind of a dick.
Yeah.
I vote for Jack.
Yeah, when I was baking, I had some big issues with that guy when he was milling my flour. And I just want him to know that now that I'm on the Department of Homeland Security, he's in deep trouble.
That's an interesting approach to the role of Poet Laureate, to use it to act out personal vengeance and retribution on your enemies.
That's what I'm going
to
do with Sheriff.
What? No. We're supposed to be doing good.
We're supposed to be doing good for Hogsface, not using it to, like, exercise our personal vendettas against people.
But it feels so good to exercise personal vendettas.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like doing good.
Feels great.
Council does it.
I guess we're really above an oven here.
Can we all take a moment? Can we go around the room and sort of, like, gauge the level of how much the power is corrupting each of us? I feel like I'm, like, not corrupted by this power at all.
Well, I don't feel like I'm corrupted by this power, except for my hand is turned into pure obsidian.
Oh, no. Usador. That's not good.
Well, I think it's fine.
I collected an extra tax from everyone in the town and brought them all here for you to have extra money.
What?
Right before I came to this meeting.
You just decided to institute a tax on your own?
Yeah, I thought that's what the Department of Homeland Security was for.
Okay, that's probably like a 7 or 8.
I'm always corrupted by whatever power wields me, so this feels like normal.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And Momo's been standing with more confidence. Like, look at the way Momo leans. Mm. Like, look at this. Like, check this out.
Whoa.
Yeah. Look. And, like, I just feel like I'm, like, moving like water, you know?
Yeah.
Just more confident.
I wish you had stood like that at our wedding.
Sorry. I just was really nervous during that.
And, Chant, how are you corrupted?
Well, during the break, I called Cockroach Clan over and told them to start killing orphans.
Oh.
What?
I just thought to be proactive. I learned it from you, Arnie.
But we just found a place for the orphans to be rehabilitated.
But not all of them, surely. Jack can't house all the orphans. I'm just thinning out the crowd, making it a little easier on him.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Jack.
Thank you.
Are any of you ready to be a parent? None of the three of you volunteered to take any of the orphans.
Arnie, I thought you already were a parent.
I already am a parent.
You have paternal instincts.
Yeah.
Take some orphans.
Take some orphans?
I thought you wanted to do good.
There's a lot of room at this bar.
You just want us to do good for you?
All right, fine. Okay. I will take one orphan. You know what? We should all take one orphan and raise it.
Okay. I am already a parent as well. To every man, woman, child, dwarf, elf, and other creature that lives here in Foon, I, all under my protection day and night, and I tirelessly work to make sure that no evil doth befall them.
Yeah, but how many, like, recitals are you seeing? You know what I mean? Not many, right?
Well, it's hard. You know, you're working all the time, and you're...
Anyone can be a father, but it takes a man to be a dad.
Okay. Fine.
Excuse me.
Yes?
I couldn't help but overhear that you're looking to adopt an orphan.
Yes, I need a ward.
My parents were smelted.
Smelted?
They were smelted and then smelted.
Oh, smoted and then smelted?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
In that order.
Who did this to your parents? Who dealt that smelting?
Oh, I believe I might know.
I don't want to say his name, but he who dealt it smelt it.
Oh.
That very dark lord. I shall take you under my wing, and you shall learn from Usador and become my very sidekick. What is your name?
Yeah, what is your name?
I've never been given one. Daddy, could you give me a name?
Fine. Name. You're Kid Usador.
Kid Usador. I love it.
Very well. See how easy it was to adopt a child.
Wow.
Chant, are you going to adopt one?
Well, I have Mayor Manana, which is...
Manana.
I think is enough, right?
Mayor Manana. He's the mayor. He can take care of himself.
He can't speak, and I brought him to life. I carved him.
And look, he's taking a little nap right now.
He's in his pajamas. He loves those pajamas.
I love it.
Momo would take an orphan, but I'm in Tusador's hat, and that's no place to raise a child.
I want to take issue with this. I offered you to come stay in my hat.
Your hat's too expensive. And Tusador said that you'd have no problem with it because you're his best friend. Well, he said that he's your best friend, but you're not his.
Excuse me, Dad?
Yes, Kid Usador.
Can I live in your hat?
Of course.
I've got nowhere else to go.
Here, get in.
Yeah. I just got in here. Got my window.
Now, whenever you see me, even if you don't hear Kid Usador, know that he's living under my hat.
Dad, can I ask something else?
Yes, what?
Can I be in some of the fan art?
Kid Usador.
Don't pander for it.
It's every orphan's dream to be in fan art.
Now, hold on.
Look.
We'll see.
Look, Kid Usador, what are the chances that anyone is going to draw a picture of a wizard with an orphan in his hat sitting next to an oyster, sitting next to a swordsman, a singing sword.
And a sleeping banana.
A mouse with the strength of a human. Me.
And a man in his 60s.
What?
Right?
No, I'm like in my early 40s.
All right.
I thought you were at least 50.
What's in the orphan's bindle?
Kid Usador, what is in your bindle?
Ducks.
Ducks?
Have you been spray painting?
No, just had to get them all in a row.
Kid Usador, have you been spray painting Usador's secret names throughout the town?
Oh, I admit it, I did it, and I'm sorry.
Usador, can you adopt a child that knows all your secret names?
He certainly doesn't know them all. What secret names do you think you know?
I think one is Disco Patterson.
How did you learn that name?
I think one of them is Funkaroo.
Funkaroo, yes, as I'm known in the Down Under.
I think one is Lance Pantsless.
Now, I rejected that name. I don't care for it.
I'm just saying what I heard.
Well, I didn't give myself that name.
I've heard one of them is Tussidor.
No, that is a different person.
I heard it's you existing in two places at once.
What? I don't think so.
How could a wizard exist in two places at once unless he was Cam the Wizard?
Well, I could do it if I wanted to.
I'm just repeating what I heard from Kid Tussidor.
Wait, there's a Kid Tussidor?
Yes.
He adopted someone before I did?
Yeah, he's a real pip. Kid Tussidor is just too much.
I'm sorry I said anything. I'll be in my room.
Yep. I could be in two places at once if I wanted to.
I'm a little worried about Kid Tussidor. I mean, I'm willing for this podcast to jump the shark with one orphan, but another one?
Oh, should I leave then?
Oh, are you Kid Tussidor?
Well, yeah. That's my name now.
What was your name before?
I never had a name like Kid Tussidor. No one bothered naming me.
Oh.
On account of me just being an orphan and my parents getting smelted.
Oh, how did your parents get smelted?
With the one who doted smelted.
Oh, the one who doted smelted. Mm-hmm.
They doted on me too much. And so they got smelted by their own devotion.
Oh. Did you kill them? Is that what you're suggesting?
Like a real pip. Like I said, a real pip.
Wow.
Oh, Arnie, look. Behind you, there's another orphan. Maybe you can adopt him?
Oh, maybe. Little boy, do you want to be adopted?
Hi. I have a name unlike all these other kids.
Oh, good.
My name's Potty.
Potty?
Yeah, Potty.
Potty like a bathroom potty?
Arnie.
No, Potty like a pod. Like a flower pod.
Oh,
do you want
like
to change that? We could give you a new name if you're not wild about that one.
I kind of like it, but if you want to change it, it means I'll have a nice warm bed to sleep in and hot baked bread to eat and a dad, not just a father.
Oh,
then I'll take it.
Wow, Potty. You know what? I'm willing to take you in and on a trial basis raising you. I think I might change your name.
Basis?
I don't want to. I mean, I might change your name only because, you know, your name is Potty, and I don't want that to get confused with the podcast that I do. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want you competing with the podcast. Like, look, you're more important than a podcast. But, you know, I just don't want to get it confused.
Okay. Whatever you want.
We also need a comptroller. I don't really know what that is.
Oh, Potty could probably do it.
Potty.
Yeah, I mean, I'm good with books.
All right, Potty's our comptroller then.
I've been running the finances for the orphan gang for a while now.
That's impressive.
We appreciate it a bit.
Wait, are we just bringing all the orphan gangs into the Department of Homeland Security and letting them run Hogspace?
Look, the children are our future.
That's what I believe.
Treat them well and let them run the city.
Cut them open and show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Hmm.
Jack, I'm a little worried about you.
Arnie, can you, I hate to ask this, can you adopt someone in Foon? I mean, with your citizenship, are you allowed to...
I'm a citizen. Usador, you got me that citizenship.
Yes, King Belleroth granted you a special citizenship, waiver.
I have to tell you, when I was going around collecting all those taxes after people said, I don't want to give the government any more of my money, and you're worse than the Dark Lord was when he was running the thing, the thing.
People were saying that?
Oh, yeah, lots of people were saying that. They said, what's the difference between Arnie and the Dark Lord?
Everybody said that.
Everybody said that? What's the difference between Arnie and the Dark Lord?
Yeah, they were like, he didn't even jump through the hoops, you know?
And they usually did
citizenship.
They usually did it with like the setup of like, what's the difference between Arnie and the Dark Lord?
One's hot and the other isn't.
Mm-hmm.
What? Which one?
Well, suss it out. You can extrapolate.
But I mean, there are a lot of conspiracy theories about where you were actually born.
Well, I wasn't born here. I'm from another world.
Well,
but you got me citizenship, right, Usador? It's valid.
Yeah, sure. It's mostly valid. Yes.
People are really not into just granted citizenships. They want to know that you did the tests and that you passed the appropriate procedures.
In Foon, we care about earning our positions, the way we earned our positions as sheriff and comptroller. And
the way everyone did those poems to become the poet laureate.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
I hate that Paul Miller.
Now, I mean, the same citizenship that you have, Usador also bestowed upon his cane. You have the same citizenship as that.
Well, look, if there's a test I have to take or some hoops I have to hoop through, I'll do it to be a valid citizen, if that helps.
One, it's a staff. I don't have a cane.
Well, it seems like you lean on it pretty heavily.
Well, let's get that straightened right out right now.
All right, citizen staff, then.
What you must do is learn about the history of Foon and take a simple test of 500 questions, and then give a speech in front of the collected King's Assembly in 3 months' time.
Oh.
Better bone up.
So I have to take a 500-question test and give a speech, and that's it? There aren't any other things I have to do?
You do have to jump through literal hoops.
Oh, how?
And you have to cut some red tape.
Oh, okay.
Yes, after your speech, you'll jump through the hoops, cut the red tape, and then a wizard, who you don't know, so it can't be me, will
cast... Usador, probably?
He's not a wizard. Will cast a spell to see if your intentions are pure and true.
Well, okay. My intentions are pure and true, so I'm not worried about that part.
Okay. All right.
All right, well, great. One more thing. I'm going to make Hog's Face better. I'm going to find the weapon at the middle of the tavern. I'm going to become a citizen of Hog's Face. I'm going to defeat the Dark Lord. I'm going to start season 2 of Offices and Bosses.
Oh, right. Sure.
And I'm going to find a way to get home to my family. And I'm going to raise this little boy that I think I'm going to call Brad.
Not Kid Arnie?
I mean, look.
If I'm not potty, I would prefer Arnie Lad, actually.
Arnie Lad?
Yeah, like Arnie Lad.
Oh, there's nothing crueler a parent can do than name their child Arnie.
I thought you were named Arnold.
It's Arnie.
Oh, look. Momo's adopting an orphan over there.
Nice to meet you. Here's my orphan.
Hello.
Do you like my orphan?
Hi, everybody.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is...
It's just kind of a closed-mouth scream.
That's the sound my parents made.
Well, I'm going to give you a name. Or, Momo, do you want to give him a name?
No, you can give him a name.
I'm going to say, I'm going to give you a name, so that next time somebody asks you what your name is, you can say, my name is Kid Rock.
Oh, okay. Kid Rock.
Mm-hmm.
I picked the weakest one, because I'm nice. I was trying to do the right thing. I picked the one that just looked sick. You know, I made a beeline to the one that looked sick.
I hate it when parents talk like their kid isn't there.
I heard all of that. It's okay.
Thank you for the contact. You're really strong for a mouse.
It's okay. Kid Rock.
How old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Can you say Shazam?
It's a magical world. Shazam. How old are you without a reference?
It's just a magical word.
Are you part of the greatest generation?
No. Well, I like to think so.
We also need a postmaster general.
To send mail?
Yes, of course.
Well, I feel like Momo would be great.
I think we have found that Momo is very slow, but yeah. I'm up for it.
Well, you instead of delivering all the messages yourself, you'd be in charge of all the birds as well.
Ooh, I like that. I went to high school with a lot of those birds, and it would be nice to be their boss.
To be their what?
Their boss. They were like, Momo, what superlative did you get? I got most likely to succeed. And Momo got most likely to fall into a lake and have no one notice.
Oh. Again, these positions are not meant to act out your vendettas.
No, I got this. So be in charge of the birds and really show them.
Okay.
Momo, did you ever end up falling in a lake and anyone noticing?
How do you think I got here?
Oh.
I fell into a lake and no one noticed.
I feel like there's more to that story.
Hey, Kid Usador.
Is there music coming from your hat?
Yes, he's playing this damn music again.
What?
Kid Usador.
What?
Turn that music down.
I'm just singing some songs up here.
Well, you're making a lot of noise.
Well,
and we're trying to have a meeting now.
I'm sorry for living.
I'll hate you.
I'll be in my room.
You hate me? Ugh, I'm not good at this. Is he painting up there? If I come up there... And my hat is covered in paint. Excuse me for a moment. I'm going to shrink down so I can be inside of my hat.
Don't come up here.
Dreadle, I'm done.
Don't come up here.
You're not my real dad.
I am your real dad.
Oh, no.
No, put that away.
No.
If you're going to live here, you're going to live by my
Brad,
rules.
Brad, I promise.
Do what
it's
I
never
say.
Going to be us. Well, I'm talking to you, Potty, when I say Brad.
Oh, yeah, I'm not used to Brad yet.
I know, it takes some time. It's all right.
It's fine.
It's easy to do this by myself.
Yeah, you're a wizard.
Yes, I'm the greatest wizard in all food. I use it all. Wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesus. Master of light and shadow. Manipulator of magical delights.
Brad, when he says guest.
Say what will you will about Tusador. He would never do this. Tusador would never do this.
Oh, Tusador. Tusador doesn't yell at you?
He does, but he doesn't. Well, people are not in the room.
He just yells near me, but not at me.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and he lets me play my music as loud as I want.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
If you're so great, how come your hand is made of pure obsidian?
Because I am corrupted by unspeakable.
There it is. There it is.
I'm trying to fight the void.
So awkward to just kind of hear them fighting.
Are we supposed to pretend like we don't hear it?
I'm sorry, Dad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I love you.
I love you too, kid. You
so. I'm going to go to sleep.
Go to sleep. I'm going to go back to regular size.
Well, work all that out.
I think we're all terrible parents. Except for me.
Dad, my hand's on fire.
Oh, shit! Brad! Okay,
I just thought it'd be helpful, and I got behind the bar, and I was cooking, and now my hand's on fire.
Here, let me put it out with my obsidian hand.
No! Oh, no! Oh, Brad.
Fire's out, but now my hand is smashed into a million pieces.
Oh, Brad, I'm so sorry, and as your parent, I probably feel this pain worse than you do.
Let me hit your smashed hand with this healing rock.
Guys, have we solved everything in Hogsface yet?
Mayor Manana's writing something.
Manana.
Says, what a fucking mess.
What a wise Manana.
Maybe he should be the poet laureate.
Oh, that's where my vote goes.
All right, we have to get out of this room because the choir's rehearsing in 10 minutes.
And don't forget, Dad, I'm part of the choir, so you gotta come to my recital.
I'm not coming into any damn recital!
Well, everybody in Library Face, thank you so much.
Department of Homeland Security.
Okay, the Department of Homeland Security. I think, you know, we started a good path to making Hog's Face better.
I agree.
Excuse me.
Yes,
who's this?
We reserve this room.
Oh, okay, we're going to lose the room. Let's all just crawl into my Camry, which we haven't been able to get out of the tavern yet. We'll finish the meeting inside my car.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. I love what you do for me.
All right, sorry. I'm going to sit behind the steering wheel just because that's...
Shotgun.
Okay. I mean, Chunt, you can sit on top of the dashboard.
Didn't you say the best thing on earth is to yell shotgun?
It is.
Oh, I was just doing that.
Okay, well, everybody, real quick. I swear, we're almost done. Let's just finish up our meeting in my car. All right. So, I just want to thank you all again for being part of this council, and we'll figure out what orphans we're raising, but we'll just try to do some good stuff for Hogsface.
Thank you so much for having us.
Of course, Momo.
We're not going to let you down.
It feels good to do good, almost as good as stabbing.
Yeah.
Almost, but not quite.
Not quite.
Could you guys maybe try to curb stabbing a little bit?
I could stab the curb.
Oh, okay. Well, let's start with that. Great. Chun, did you get any emails this week?
Yes, I did. Let's see here. This is from Martha. It says, hello, Chunt. I was wondering if you could market a calendar of your modeling photos for your Earth fans. I'd love to see those great badger poses and gift them to my boyfriend, Adam. He needs more Chunt in his life, but really, who doesn't? Yours truly, Martha. Well, Martha, I hate to tell you, but I'm an oyster.
Yeah, you're an oyster now.
You could do some oyster poses. Oyster poses?
Yeah.
That's really hard to say.
Open, closed, Momo in my mouth. Come here, Momo.
I did get some emails. You can email me, of course, at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It continues to be a real email address. Hey, Arnie, I don't know if you remember me, but we went to high school together. I didn't remember. Well, let's see. I didn't remember you at all, so that's why I said that. But I need to email everybody, so here we are. Anyway, our 20-year high school reunion is coming up. Someone gave me this email in order to reach you and said you live in Foob now? Did I spell that right? No, you did not. Is that in Jersey? No, it is not. Anyway, hope you can make it. Thanks, Ragnap. Well, Ragnap, joke's on you. My high school reunion would be more than 20 years.
Oh, yes. Probably double that.
Well, not.
Did you have a superlative in high school, like most likely to fall in a lake and have no one notice?
Well, most likely to fall through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King and have, you know... Some people noticed, but probably not that many people that I went to high school with.
And how do you feel like that turned out?
You know what? It was dead on. At the time, I was like, what?
Did you have to take a picture for the yearbook for that?
For that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, an extra picture? Yeah, just a picture, but we did it behind a Wendy's. No one could tell. Yeah, the end.
Excuse me, I just wanted to drop off these loaves of bread that I made for the council.
Paul Miller.
Jack Vorpal.
Oh, no! No!
Well, 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 at the very least, this should lead to a few updates for the Wikipedia page. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Oyster was played by Adol Rafai. Jack Vorpal, Foon's Greatest Swordsman, was played by Sean Kelly. Sean is one of the creators and stars of Improvised Star Trek, a bi-weekly podcast documenting the voyages of the USS Sisyphus. Don't let the bespectacled voice fool you. Sean is surprisingly jacked. The Singing Sword was played by Erica Elam. You can see Erica grudgingly share the stage with the musical improv group Baby Wants Candy every Saturday at 9 at the Second City. Erica will tell you she's a Gryffindor, but deep down she knows she'll always be a dirty Hufflepuff. Momo the Mouse with Human Strength was played by Erin Keefe. Check out her sketch show, Her, Saturdays at 8 from February 10th through March 10th at Chicago's CIC Theater. And Tom the Series of Bats was played by Steve Waltine. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jacover. This episode edited by Chris Rathchen. Craig, I'm handing you the baton. Also, please finish these announcements.
Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Laban, additional audio effects by Jason Knox, production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Hey, Magic Tavern's 3-year anniversary is coming up on March 5th, very exciting, which gives you a few weeks to write your congratulatory tweets and why you should be listening to Hello from the Magic Tavern articles for major publications. So I've prepared some sample headlines for those articles. Feel free to use any of these. Say hello to Hello from the Magic Tavern. It's a simple one. Magic Tavern casts a spell with its audio storytelling. Pretty good, right? 25 reasons you should be listening to Hello from the Magic Tavern. Or 3 years later, Chicago Podcast refuses to stop making episodes. It's kind of like tongue-in-cheek, sort of. Hello from the Magic Tavern, a podcast with a premise that may confuse you. Draw people in. Are millennials listening to enough podcasts? Specifically the podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern? Leave some wanting more. Just some suggestions. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op. And of course, thanks to Earwolf. Hey, where's the baton polish? This thing is all tarnished.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just 3 simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.